This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Stateside's Emily Fox has been covering the music that's been coming out of Michigan all this month. Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies are releasing a new album on Saturday. It's called Ionia. The name was inspired by the small Michigan town where this album was recorded.
Well, I can't always control my emotions, reactions.
Listening to Hot Hands. It's the first track off of Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies' latest album called Ionia. I'm now joined by Lindsay Lou. So you grew up in the Upper Peninsula outside of Iron Mountain. How did you get into music, and what was your musical community like when you were living up in the UP?
I got into music because my family was very musical. All of my memories growing up are sitting around a campfire or gathered in the dining room singing along to Beatles songs and Indigo Girls songs. I have a huge family. My mom had 12 brothers and sisters, and I had a lot of cousins. And we'd all gather around and sing these songs together in harmony. And I remember having this feeling that I just wanted to be a part of it. I had this very strong yearning in me to be a part of it. And Old Song is about me waiting for my Uncle Stucky to sing the songs that I had practiced that I knew, because I would hear him sing with my cousins and they would have the harmony part, and I remember thinking, I want to be Janice. I want to be sitting next to my Uncle Stucky and knowing all of these parts. So I was, you know, probably 8 or 9, and go home and listen to the song and come back and wait for it to happen so I could jump in.
And so your latest album is called Ionia, and you actually recorded it in the dining room in the house that you and your husband Joshua, who's also the mandolin player in the band, were living in at the time. So let's play that song, Old Song.
I remember the day I lost your voice, but could still see your face, saying what's up kid, with half a smile and a spirit that could stretch half a mile. And I mourned you all over again, but I remember when
now, Lindsay, you and the Flatbellies recently moved to Nashville from Michigan, and you guys have always spent a lot of time on the road. Where do you consider home?
Well, my mom told me that I'll always have a home in Joshua. He's my partner, and we're so not grounded in the real sense of having a place where we're at. You know, I've been thinking about the fact that since I moved away from home to go to college, every time I start to feel settled in, we up and move. It's sort of like how I imagine a military kid feels. home is in this family that we've created. And as long as we're together, it sort of travels around with us.
And you really move like a unit, like a family. You guys make decisions together.
Yeah.
And I know sometimes you guys are often touring so much that you don't even have a place to call home. You don't have a place where you pay rent because you're always on the road.
Yeah.
What is that lifestyle like?
You know, we were just looking at the schedule, and we've got a 9-week tour this spring where we're going out to the West Coast, flying to Scotland, flying back to the West Coast, and traversing the United States in a very extreme fashion. And then we get back, we'll be home for a week and a half. And then we come back up to Michigan and we'll be here for almost 2 months. So for like a 4-month period, we're only gonna be at the place where we're paying rent for a week and a half. And what's that like? Well, it's sort of disheartening that we're paying for a place that that we're not going to be. But at the same time, having spent a lot of time not having that place to go back to, we're all kind of feeling at this point like it is worth it. That small difference of knowing that all of your things are in one place and you're going to be able to go home and not leave and not talk to anybody, kind of have freedom of your own space and time for even just a week and a half can provide that grounding in a lifestyle where there's little to none of it.
Mm-hmm. And why did you guys decide to move to Nashville from Michigan?
We've been talking about it for a long time. The original flat belly banjo player moved there after he graduated college, and he would call us and tell us these magical fairy tales of jamming with our heroes in living rooms, and just the community of young people, of people who are just like us, who just want to get together and learn songs and jam and sort of feed off of each other's energy and experiences. And it's all happening there, and it's in Michigan, and it's a little bit spread out, you know. We've got friends and peers in Traverse City and in Ann Arbor and in Grand Rapids and in Lansing and in the UP. And when we're here and we're bouncing around, we get to have these experiences. But it'll be nice to have it in one neighborhood. And also, we're just looking to get out and explore a little bit. Some of us have in the band have never lived anywhere but Michigan. And so to get out, and the one experience I have living elsewhere was when I lived in Ecuador for 5 months. And it really made me love and appreciate Michigan in a whole new way. So sometimes you have to leave what you love in order to see it from another vantage point and fall in love with it all over again.
I'm speaking with Lindsay Lou of Lindsay Lou and the Flat Bellies. Their latest album, Ionia, will be released Saturday. Let's listen to another track on this album. This is called Smooth and Groovy.
And just to keep things on smooth and groovy, when your world won't stop moving, and when your flame it ceases burning, just to keep things on smooth and groovy, as I keep things on smooth and groovy. Oh, my job I'm moving, and when your flame ceases burning, just to keep
say wow. I mean, when you are on stage, all eyes are on you. I mean, you dance as if no one's looking. When you sing, you have so much character in your voice and you really let it out. How did you get to the point when you are on stage that you feel so comfortable and you let your voice shine, and with, I guess, just being vulnerable while you're there?
I might have been born with it. My mom told me this story about when I was 3 years old. We were at this big gathering. I think it was my great-grandpa's birthday. And I sort of remember this. I didn't know any of these people. You're a three-year-old kid. And I walked up to my mom, and I pulled on her dress, and I told her that I wanted to get on stage and sing happy birthday for Grandpa. And I did. I got up in front of, I don't know, maybe there was 100 people there, and sang happy birthday to the audience.
You're like, I'm going to sing, like, and
my
you're going to like it.
And I mean, when you're that young, you're not thinking about why you're doing it. It's just there. It's in there.
But it's amazing that you're still being able to keep that youthfulness that, you know, as kids, they let it all out. They don't have to think about what other people think about them or that other people may be analyzing them. So to be able to keep that childlike nature and then still let that talent grow along the way is that's pretty nice to have.
Thanks.
So you write most of the songs for Lindsay Lou and the Flat Bellies, and it seems that there aren't a lot of women, as you know, in comparison to men, that write their own songs. You're also on stage playing guitar and banjo. You're accompanying yourself. So the combination of writing most of the music for the band, as well as being on stage playing an instrument, accompanying yourself, I don't feel like there are as many women as men doing something like that. Why do you think that is?
I think that there are as many women as men doing it, but less women putting themselves out there to do it in the public eye. Almost always when I'm on the road and when I'm finding myself in musical situations, I look around and a lot of the times I'm the only woman there. It's not the case all the time, but there is a trend. I'm reading this book called The Confidence Code, and there are a lot of studies in there that struck me with information that it makes sense, but I would have never guessed these things.
Like what?
Like that if women are reminded of their gender before they take an exam about math and science, they perform less well. That's some deep stuff that it's beyond spelling women with a Y, you know? It's so deeply ingrained in us and in our culture. A lot of times I'll be trying to play the guitar and I'll be thinking in my head about how it's not good enough and I shouldn't even do it because then I'm going to be a girl that's not as good. And, you know, you don't want you're pretty good for a girl. So then there's more pressure to perform well, to be the best. And there are also studies that say that women will apply for a promotion only when they think that they're 100% qualified, and men will when they think they're 60% qualified. And maybe this is just a language thing, that we're using different language to talk about the same thing, but it's happening. And I haven't seen a study, but it sure seems like there are less women leaders leading bands. There's definitely less women leaders in the world. But it's a matter of action. And I hope that any woman who's listening to this, who's sitting in their living room playing guitar just like I do, who has the inclination to play for people, I hope that you'll do it and find the joy and the love that you can get out of that.
I've been speaking with Lindsay Lou of Lindsay Lou and the Flat Bellies. Their latest album, Ionia, will be released on Valentine's Day. For more information and to purchase the album, you can visit their website at lindsayloumusic.com. Lindsay Lou, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.